Okay, good morning. Before we get to what we're going to talk about today, a minor ha'ara that relates to Yoni Rabinovich's question from before, even though he just told me that he might not make it, but I guess we could listen. We talked about the heter, potentially, of putting something on top of a covered electric range. Oh, he is here. We're addressing your question, Yoni. Putting something on top of a covered electric range when it's off. And Yoni's question was that the Rama is only matir when the guy puts it on, not when the Jew does. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sif Katan Tes, on Simon Shin Yud Ches, who suggests that it's mutter to put on to a kira before Kodem Hasaka, because there's no chash bishel, and it's only aser al tachzara, and therefore it's going to be okay. And when was machmir that it's only mutter al yedei a guy? That's when, if the fire was on, it would be bishel. So if the fire was on and it would be bishel, so then we say midrabanan, it's aser to put it on the fire even when it's not yet on. Because that's the Issur D'Rabbanan of Echa Nosein Es HaKedera V'Echa Nosein Es HaMayim. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan to put on the Kedera. That's when it's a Chashash Bishul. But when it's not a Chashash Bishul, when it's just Issur HaChzara, then that Issur D'Rabbanan doesn't apply. So if there's no Chashash Bishul, that might be okay. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, who makes that distinction. Okay, so now let's start today's topic. So the first thing we're going to talk about is relates to the shiur last time, and then we're going to have a whole new, somewhat related point. And that is like this. Let's talk about making coffee on Shabbos. So we'll start with a discussion of instant coffee. We'll have to get back to the question of brewed coffee after we do Sif Hei, because brewed coffee, there's a shaila of Bishul Achar Tzli, since the coffee is roasted, but not yet cooked. But let's talk about instant coffee. So instant coffee, as we saw last time, L'chora should be okay. Why? Because it's already been cooked, and Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Yavesh, meaning to say like this. How do you make what we're going to call freezer dried coffee, which is the standard instant coffee in the United States? So like Folgers or Taster's Choice, those things. So those are basically cooked and somehow dried out. So there should be no chash bishul. They're dry and they're cooked. However, there's a machlokas aposkim, what's the din if it's mutter when it turns into a liquid? So one manifestation of the shaila is where you start off with something that's congealed, like the pashtida that has all this fat that's congealed, and you want to put it on your plata to warm up. So it starts off as a solid. It's going to end up as a liquid. Is this mutter or aser? Do we look at the starting point, and then we would say, ein bishul achar bishul, or do we look at the conclusion? In which case, you'd say, yesh bishul achar bishul. This is a machlokas. If you look at the Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, and Sifkatan Mem, he's Mako. There are those that are Machmir. This seems to be the view of the Vush and the Alter Rebbe. Take a look at the Machtes HaShekel, Sifkatan Lamed Aleph, and Dirshu note 85. The Mishnah Berurah, though, seems to be Mako and Sifkatan Kuf, as is the Chazon Ish, as is Rav Moshe. So therefore, like we said, it's going to be okay if when you put it on the plata, it is solid, even if it might melt, it might liquefy at some point. But the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah recommends being machmir in the case of sugar. That's in Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ayin Aleph. Sugar l'chor is the same type of question. Sugar is cooked before, you know, your standard home granulated sugar. It's been cooked in the process of preparing the sugar. They cooked it. So it's when you want to put it into your coffee, it's a shy, it should be mutter, because ein bishul achar bishul, and it's starting off as a solid. So you'd expect the Mishnah Berurah to be makel, in light of what he says in Sifkat and Kuf. The problem is in Sifkat and Ayin Aleph, and also over there, Shartzian Ost Sadihei, he says that since there are machmirim, it's better to be machmir, not to put it into a kli rishon, and one should try to be machmir. So the question is, why is he being more machmir over here than in the case of the pashtida? In other words, it's the same question. It's going in solid. So what difference does it make that it's, in a sense, turning into a liquid by being dissolved into your coffee? Is it possible that we're more machmir because since it immediately melts, so therefore it's more like bishalach or bishal b'davar lach? I'm not sure. Sugar, the truth is, doesn't really immediately melt. You have to stir it in, though I guess to some degree it immediately melts. Is it because the sugar, you know, it's very unclear to me why he's machmir. I did see different theories. None of them are pashat. Luch oira, though, if you're going to adopt this chumra, it's asar not only to put the sugar into a kli rishon shaloga b'ha'esh, but also to do iroi onto the sugar. Iroi kli rishon, and if you take a look at Shari Tshuva, Osla Medalad, they're equivalent, because we're choshish for iroi kli rishon. Therefore, if you're making coffee, the way you should do it is put the water in the cup and then add the coffee and the sugar. So again, it seems like from the Mishnah Berurah that this is still a chumra. Now there's mikra din, it's going to be mutter. We have this chumra by sugar, whatever the chumra is by sugar, presumably it'll apply to coffee as well. And therefore, you don't need to do kli shlishi for coffee. You just have to put, if you're making coffee in your mug, put the hot water in your mug first. Your mug is a kli sheni, and then add the coffee and sugar. And that l'chora should be okay. So,
Rebbe,
When
Rebbe says this is a chumra, is that because the Rama only refers to it as yesh machmirin in Sifta Zayin by the Pashtun?
Yeah, but, and also l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Megil, as we said, in Sifkatam Kot, and his formulation over here is also an Ayin Aleph, is I think a lashon of chumra. He writes, the chain betzukar mutter mehai taima litno bekli rishon la'achar shaviruhu min ha'esh. So sugar is mutter. The yesh mefakfakin b'za. There are those that are machmir. The tov nizarim bekli rishon l'chatchila. It's best to be machmir l'chatchila. It's a lashon of chumra.
So then, was that my recollection from Rebbe?
I still don't know why he quotes the chumra here by sugar and not later on in Sifkat and Kof. I still don't have a good answer to that question, but even...
So by Risa Kasheleg, wouldn't... I thought we were turning by Risa Kasheleg to be Machmir for this Ramah. Or maybe that's not the case. Or maybe by Risa Kasheleg, it's easy enough to be Machmir.
Here it's also easy enough to be
Machmir.
Here you should be Machmir, but there is Chumra. In other words, when I'm making the coffee, so it's easy to be Machmir. I'm going to drink it in a cliche anyway. So what difference does it make if I put it in the coffee in first and then pour in hot water, I put the coffee in second, right? So I don't think it's very difficult to be machmir. Same thing for the sugar. So I think it's a chumra. Good. So then I was wondering, what about this product that you see now popular called raw sugar? So when I first saw raw sugar, I was like, oh my goodness, maybe raw sugar is kishmo kein hu, it's raw. In which case, you couldn't put it, you'd have a problem on Shabbos because of Bishul. So it turns out, though, that raw sugar is not raw, and therefore it's okay. Raw sugar is cooked as part of the extraction process from the sugar cane as well. It's not actually raw, and it could be used with hot liquids on Shabbos, just like regular sugar. So there's no difference. Okay. Now I want to talk about the following fascinating position of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham said in the name of Rabbeinu Yomna, it's quoted in the Beis Yosef in Simen Resh Nun Gimel. And he says like this, and we'll see, actually, this might be relevant for many, many Shilas. He says like this. Well, first I'll tell you how it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, and then we'll talk about what our Girsa actually says. The way it's quoted in the Beis Yosef is that if you have a Tavshil that has Rotev, if it's mostly Rotev, it's Rubo Rotev and Mitzdamik Biafilo, and it's cold, so then when you heat it up, it's going to be a violation of Bishul. So, in other words, taking for granted that Yesh Bishulach HaBishul B'davar Lach, so if it's Rov Rotev, it's also Aser. So Ben Yerucham is telling you actually a Chumrah. But you could be Medayik, a tremendous Kula. And the Minchas Kohen, among others, makes this Diuk. It's cited, I think, in the footnote as well on the in the Machon Yerushalayim tours. And he says, oh, Yesh L'dayik, that, but if it's Miut Rotev, it's Mutter. This is a very common Shaila, right? Let's say I have chicken with gravy or meat with gravy. I want to warm it up. It's Rove meat, but Miut gravy. Not just a couple drops of gravy, a fair amount of gravy, but it's certainly the minority. So maybe we could be Medayik from the Rabbi Yerucham that that's Mutter, because the only time he says that it's Aser is when it's Rubo Rotev. Now, the problem is that in our Rabbeinu Yerucham, it does not have the word Rov, like it appears in the way the Beis Yosef quotes it. Rav Avadia talks about this. He says two options. Either Beis Yosef had a different Girsa, or the Beis Yosef was teaching what he said. He had our Girsa, but he understood Rabbeinu Yerucham as saying it goes Basa Rov. Ravadia says it doesn't really matter which one it is, because obviously we'll follow Maran. So it might not be that Rabbeinu Yerucham actually says this, but many of the poskim do assume that, again, either he said it or he meant it, or at least the Beis Yosef meant it, and therefore they go with it. Now, and I'll just read you the Lashon of the Minchas Kohen, the Nirah Shek. Call Shaharov Udamar Yavesh Afal Pishbok Tas Rotev Lo Shaykh Bo Bishul. Oh. Now we might not paskin this way. We'll get back to that a little later. The Igros Moshe in that one, I forget which volume it is, but it's in Krach Vav in Simon Ayin Dalid says that we don't hold this way. We don't paskin like this. But others are Mekil, like I mentioned with Avadia, and it might be that the Rama effectively holds this way as well, and at the very least, it might be at Siraf. But we have to try to understand this idea of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Mehechatesi, that we're going to follow Rov. First glance, when you read Rov, you know, I don't know, I thought of Rov like Bittel, Bittel the Rov. But L'chayra, it doesn't make any sense to say that there's Bittel here, because there's no Taroves. I mean, like in our example, you have a thigh and a drumstick and some gravy. There's no Bittel. There's no Taroves. They're not Mu'rav. So why would you follow Rov? In other words, L'chayra, what would you have said? Lulei Rabbeinu Yerucham, I would have said, look, we have two things here. We have the Rotev and the chicken. And so it's Mutter to heat up the chicken. There's no Bishul on the chicken. It's Aser to heat up the Rotev. There is Bishul Acher Bishul Birota. So the fact that it's 60-40, so, okay, why should it be Mutter, right? Mechatesi to follow Rov in this case. Take a look at the Prima Gabim. Mishpat Tosav, Simen Reishon and Gimel, Os Yud Gimel, he writes, the Pshat and Rabbi Yerucham is, Ulefize Shapir Holchen Achar Basar Rubo, De Rubo Rotev Mitzdamik V'yafelo Hu, Umiskavim Letzimok V'hu Bishol, Vim Rubo Yavesh, and Aito Letzimok, Ki mitstamek v'ralo hu liyavesh. If it's rov rotev, then you're miskavein le bishul. Now he writes miskavein letzimuk because Rabbeinu Yerucham shita, which we'll talk about as well, and it might be the same shita. We'll get back to that. But anyway, that there's bishul even if it's mitstamek v'yafelo. We talked about that Rabbeinu Yerucham last time, right? We mentioned that l'chora there are three views in the Rishonim about bishul or bishul. Let's say according to Rambam, there's never bishalach or bishal. According to Rashi, bedavar lach, there's bishalach or bishal, not bedavar yavish, as the Rashi explains it. And according to Rabbi Yerucham, there's even bishalach or bishal, bedavar, when it's there's when we say there's rotev, it's aser, that's when it's mitznamik the yathelo. But if there's rotev and it's mitznamik v'ralo, then it is mutter. And we noted last shir that that's a very chudishtik approach, because until now we've always talked about mitznamik v'yathelo, mitznamik v'ralo in the context of shehiya, that when something is mitznamik v'yathelo, according to chamim rechosh sheish gzer shem yichata, so you would need darfakatam. But if it's mevushal kol tzarko, then alts bishul, who cares if it's mitznamik v'yathelo or mitznamik v'ralo? It would seem Rabbi Yerucham though thinks, and it sounds like even on Dreisa level, that that's not true. When it comes to bishul achar bishul, this is relevant. One way or the other, so Rabbi Yerucham says that when it's rov rotev, it's aser, explains the Prima Gadim. Why? Because you're miskavim l'bishul. When it's rov yavesh, when it's rov rotev, it's aser, because you're miskavim l'bishul. When it's rov yavesh, it's mutter, because you're Einu miskavim l'bishul. That's what he says. In other words, what Rabbi Yerucham is saying, according to Prima Gadim, is an amazing thing. That we look at your kavana, we don't look at rov. Now, why is that so surprising? Because usually we have a concept of psik resha. What's the idea of psik resha? Psik resha is that if it's a darshan miskavin, but it's inevitable, so it's aser and even chayev. So over here, yeah, taka, it's I'm not miskavin for the rov. Nani ach, I accept that. Except that people's ikar kavanas for the rov. But on a miyut, there's a psik resha. So why in the world does Rabbeinu Yerucham say that this is mutter? So that's the kasha. So I think we might have a very fundamental idea here in terms of understanding psik resha. But before we get there, I guess we could understand Rabbi Yerucham, I think, in two ways. Both are chidushim, but they're very different from each other. One is it's a local chidush legabe meleches bishul, and specifically bishul achar bishul. And the other is that Rabbeinu Yerucham over here is teaching you a klaliyistika inyan that's related to all lamites melachos. So we'll start with the more mitzumtzum pshat in Rabbeinu Yerucham. The more mitzumtzum pshat, that meaning to say it's going to relate specifically to bishul. I did see some other pshatim that I'm not going to get into, which just because I thought they were not so pashut, but I guess I should say them, that some say maybe to explain Rabbeinu Yerucham in it's like a suffix psik resha, because there's a suffix whether we paskin like bishalach or bishal bedavar lach. I don't really understand why that made so much sense. What did they say exactly? Right, it's a suffek in halacha, so therefore it's davar she'eno miskaven. In other words, it's only Rav Avadia has such a svara. Something's a psik resha if it's inevitably going to happen. Or really what that means is it's a psik resha if you're inevitably going to violate the yisr. So here, it's not inevitable, because maybe the opinions that say yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach are wrong. So that's an interesting svar. But I'm going to say two pshatim. Again, one is local to bishul, and one is generally. So let's do the one that's local to bishul first. So why is it that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach and not b'davar yavish? And don't tell me that when something is lach, it like reverts back to the way it was originally, because that's not true. In other words, we considered that possibility last time. That might have been a prima gadim. And it might be true for water, that if you say there's bishul achar bishul b'lach, that's because when water, hot water cooled down, it goes back to the way it was. Maybe that's true for water. But once you assume that we paskin bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, even not for water, like chicken soup, it's not the pshat that when chicken soup cools down, it goes back into water and chicken. It's just cold chicken soup. So why is it, Taka, that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach? So karchach, the pshat is, as we saw last time, that when you heat up something liquid, there's a significant tikkun. when you heat up something solid, the tikkun isn't so significant. When it comes to something liquid that cools down, it's azalei bishulei. The mashal we gave last time is called chicken soup. Is like, you're not going to eat it. It's terrible. You're not going to serve it unless you're really desperate. When it comes to cold schnitzel, it's not true. Cold schnitzel is not as good as hot schnitzel, maybe, but it's good enough. So therefore, liquids, there's a significant tikkun. Solids, there isn't. So maybe the Pshan Rabbi Nirucham is he holds that when it comes to a liquid, we follow the ikker. So if the lach is the ikker and the yavish is tafel, so then there's a davar chashuv when you're heating it up. Masha'en kain, if the yavish is the rov, so there is no significant tikkun. In other words, in a certain sense, the ikker nekuda of nekudas ha'chiddush Rabbeinu Rucham is that we look at this as one thing, as one unit. And we see, as a unit, is there a significant tikkun by heating this up? And the answer is that if it's rov yavesh, there isn't. And therefore, it's mutter. We don't have to worry about a psik resha for the minority, because there's no transformative action taking place when this is being heated. And it could be that that's actually what Rabbeinu Yerucham means when he brings up mitzdamek v'yafelo. You see, right, the Rama, Sif Dalet, brings in Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? The Rama writes, the Mechaber at the very beginning of the Sif says that if there's liquid, then yesh b'shal achar b'shal and mitzdanein hagah, v'yesh omrim davke mitzdamek v'yafelo. So what does that mean? That's Rabbeinu Yerucham. But what does Rabbeinu Yerucham mean? So at first glance, I thought that meant that the liquid is mitzdamek v'yafelo. In other words, if the liquid is mitzdamek v'ralo, then it's mutter. If you have some type of soup and it's mitzdamek v'ralo, then even the Rama says you're allowed to heat it up. The problem with that interpretation is that the word mitzdamek is wrong, right? What does mitzdamek mean? How do you translate mitzdamek? Right? It means getting burnt or dried out or crusty or something like that, no? So how could you even talk about mitzdamek v'yafelo and ralo when it comes to a liquid? So maybe the pshat is that he means that as a tavshil that has rotev, that overall is mitzdamek v'ralo, that it's mutter. In other words, again, the point is, in Rabbeinu Yerucham, that you look at this as a single unit. And as a unit, if this is getting worse by being heated up, it's better in the sense that it's hot, right? That's always why you heat up something that's mitzdamek v'ralo, but the quality of the food is going down. So then it is mutter. And the point is that since the ikker of this dish is the solid shabot, is the meat shabot, let's say, and the meat is mitzdamek v'ralo, then gravy doesn't make it aser, because his point is that are you accomplishing a tikkun in significant tikkun, transformative improvement when you heat up this dish? No, you're not. Fine. So that's going to be, that's, I would say, is the local way of understanding Rabbeinu Yerucham. So it's not like, generally speaking, Rabbeinu Yerucham has this klal gadol that we look at your ikar kavana. It's local to bishul, and not just bishul, but bishul achar bishul. That when it comes to bishul achar bishul, you're only in violation of bishul if there's a transformative improvement. And in determining whether something is transformatively improved, we're going to have to look at the thing as a whole, not as pieces. Okay. Ad kan, mahalich number one. Yeah.
That mahalich is saying differently from the Prima Gadim, though, no? Because...
I think the Prima Gadim, correct. I think the Prima Gadim sounds more like the second mahalich I'm about to say. I agree. Which is, what's the second mahalich? Actually, what Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying is that when it comes to Shabbos, we look at your ikker kavana. And that's what I said, it's a klalius dikka thing. Now, in some aspects of Hilchos Shabbos, this is obvious. For example, by hotzah, the Gemara says in Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis that if your motzi is a chai b'mita, you're pater. Afal hamita. Why? There's no hotzah on the chai, because chai nosi is atzmo. And the mita is batel or tafel to the chai. Now, I think we normally assume that's unique to hotzah for some reason. You'd have to figure out what's special about hotzah. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's true always. This idea is developed, among others, by the Har Tzvi, Or Chaim Chelek Aleph. It's on page Reish Samach Gimel. And he writes that what you see from Rabbeinu Yerucham is that this isn't just for hotzah, but it's true for all malachos, at least for bishul. That the kol shirubo rotev imkain ikar meleches habishul dehainu hahamada al gabi akira chashuv kiilu nasa bishvil harotev. So that's where it's lechumra, but also lekula. Why would you look at the ikar kavana? So the Chavos Das actually says, maybe we'll get back to it in a moment. It's in Yerodea, Simen Sadi Aleph, Sif Katan Hey, towards the end. That's because Melech Machsheves also Torah. So maybe, you know, he clears about whether we would say this idea for Bas B'chalav or not. But at least for Shabbos, we look at your Ikar Machsheva. And Ritzvi Pesach Frank says, I'll bring you another place where we see this idea, that we look at the Ikar Kavana. Or if not even Ikar Kavana, the Ikar action. Because in Menachos, Samach Dal Ron Aleph, Rabbah says, and we paskin like Rabbah, that if you throw a trap out, let's say a fishing net, you're even planning to go fishing, and you get a tinok vidagim, you're potter. Why? In other words, obviously you're potter if I'm like trying to save a person's life and mimela, I happen to get some fish in the process. But here, I'm trying to go fishing, and I happen to pull in a person. So you're potter. So what do you see? You see, you look at the ikker. The mice is defined by the ikker. And we don't say you're chayiv on dagim. And there, in a sense, it's even a bigger chiddush, because there you're even niskavim for dagim. And still, you are potter. And the answer is, why are you potter? Because in this case, the dagim are tafel to the person. It's very similar to the mita being tafel to the person. So we don't say that, you've done two things, right? By hotzah, we don't say you did two things. You carried a person and you carried a mita, and so you're chayv on the mita. And even if it's secondary, okay, so you should be chayv on the secondary, right? If you just carried a bed, you're chayv. So what difference does it make if you also carried the person? You should still be chayv. No. And likewise, when you go fishing, and you pull in a person and you pull in fish, we don't say, oh, well, you should also be, chai for the fish. No, you're potter. We look at the ikker. We define the action as by the ikker. So the ikker is the person. And in this case, Rabbi Yerucham is saying the ikker is, if the ikker is yavish, so then it's going to be mutter. He brings another place where we see this. The Rashba, the famous Rashba, it's on Shabbos Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, I think, and it's called the Magen Avraham and Siman Shinta Zayin, that if a person, a deer, runs into your house and you want to close the door because you want to close the door of your house, or maybe it's freezing or you don't want somebody to break in, but that's mutter. Even though there's a psik resha, you're going to be trapping the deer. And even if you're also mechavin to the deer, but it's your secondary kavana, at least that's the way Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank understands it. That your ikar kavana is to lock your door, to keep your house secure. Then it's okay, and it's the same thing because we look at the ikar of your action, and in fact, the Yerushalmi, which is the source for this Rashba, makes the tzushtal to this Gemara in Menachos that we said, that we look at the ikar. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says like this, and again, this is quoted by the Rashba. The Yerushalmi writes, Rabbi Yosi Barbun, b'shem Rav Huna, hayatzvi ratz besocho, v'niskavim lino ba'ado, uva'ad hatzvi, mutter, ratinok miba'abeya b'nahar, v'niskavim laloso, lahalos, Nimala, your potter, smutter. So the question, of course, that everybody asks, first among them, I think, the Ran, is, but why shouldn't we say it's Aser Alts Psik Resha? In other words, when I close my door to the house, inevitably, I'm trapping the deer. And Adarabba, it's even worse than Psik Resha. Psik Resha, we could still say, is a Darshan Miskavein. This is Miskavein. It's your secondary Kavana. Fine. But still, you're Mechavein. But the Rashba seems to be saying that when you do a single action, then that action is defined by that which is primary, and that which is secondary is nigrar or nitfal or batel in some way. It's a little different than, now this is going to be a difficult chiluk, but it's a chiluk that the Rashba must be making in some way, that that for the classical Psik Resha, Darshan Miskavein Psik Resha, why is it different? In the Psik Resha, Darshan Miskavein, I'm doing A, and Memela B happens. Over here, you're doing AB, right? You're carrying the mace bimita. You're locking the door that has two effects. It keeps what's in, out, out. So, you know, keeps the burglars out and it keeps the deer in. In the case of, Yoni's Kasha is great Kasha. It's Rashba L'shitaso, according to L'shitaso Park. We'll get there in 1 second. It's Gishmak, your Kasha. Well, that's just 1 second. So in the, there's a difference between intending for A and B, which is unrelated, but just happens memela as a result of A, versus doing AB, where A is the ikker and B is the tafel. In that case, it's going to be batel and tafel, where it's AB. Whereas where you do A, that also causes B, at least if B is nichale, it's chayev. Now, we should point out a couple of things. Obviously, this Chiddush of the Rashba is not universally accepted. The Ran disagrees with the Rashba Lagabe Tzeda, though there's a very interesting article on this topic as well by Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. It's written in the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Jolti. If you want to take a look at it, this is on page Tuf, Reish Mem Dalad. You got it on Otzar Chachma. And he argues, he's talking about a similar case to this Shaila. This is a famous discussion about doing hachzara to chalent that has chicken bone, chicken with chicken bones. What's the shaila? So in Israel, at least in the olden days, people would make chalent with chicken. Meat was very, very expensive. Like my grandparents, they made chalent with chicken. So asma. So if you leave chicken to cook for a really long time, I don't know, let's say 12 hours. So the bones get so soft that you could actually eat the bones. That doesn't happen with meat. Meat bones are so hard, you could cook them for 100 hours and you still can't eat them. But with chicken bones, enough cooking, they get soft and they become edible. But it takes a long time. So the question is, could you do achzara Friday night on your chalent? The chalent is fully cooked. The meat, the potato, not the meat, the chicken, not the bones, the chicken, the beans, the potatoes, it's 100% fully cooked. But these chicken bones are still not edible. So is it mutter to do that hachzara? That's the shaila. There's a back and forth between Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman about this, partially because like Rav Moshe was in America, he never heard of people making chicken chalent and eating it. But anyway, Rav Scheinberg wants to say, maybe it's going to be mutter based off of this Rabbi Nirucham and this idea from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. In the end, he's hesitant to be makel if you're planning to eat the chicken bones. But if you're not planning to eat the chicken bones, even though they're going to become edible, he's matir based off of this logic. And he argues that even though the Ran disagrees by Tzeda, here he would be Mako. By Bishel, you could be Mako. And And that's because, interesting svara, but he says, because hu mechuyav lahachzir ashar hatav shel al ha'esh b'lal Shabbos Kodesh, ve'ein iser az b'hanigrar af shavei psik resha. I'm not sure exactly the svara. Why can't you say the same thing? I'm mechuyav to close my house because otherwise it's going to become freezing. In Mamela, the deer is trapped. Not sure. But he tries to argue that in a case of Bishol, the Ran would agree, and therefore the Ran could conceivably agree to Rabbeinu Ruchum that if it's Rov, Yavesh, and Miyut, Rotev, it's going to be Mutter. And the Ran is only Machaner by Tzvi, because Tzvi, I think his pshat is, that who says that it's the Shmir Sabayis is Iker and therefore Batel? Because since the Tzvi is so chashuv on its own, so therefore doesn't make sense to say it's Batel. That's where the Ran and the Rashba disagree. But where in this case the Miut is, whether it's the chicken bones or the Miut Rotev, is clearly Tafel and Batel, then even the Ran would agree. And as Yoni just alluded to, this might be the Ran and the Rashba Lishitasam Lagabi Ribu Ashurim, which we quoted a couple days ago from Sif Beis. Remember, the Rashba writes that there's no Chiyah for Ribu Ashurim. Let's say you're cooking for a Chol Lishish Bo Sakana and you throw some food in for yourself. That's not an Isser Doraisa. And the Ran says that it is an Isser Doraisa. The Rashba might be Lishitaso. It's just actually like the case of the fish with the person. You're throwing in a trap. You're saving the person. That's the Iker. You happen to try to chop around some fish while you're at it. So the Bishul for the Chayla is the Iker. You're trying to save his life. Oh, you figure, oh, let me throw in a drumstick or two for myself. That's Tafel. That's Batel. Therefore, there's no Isser Doraisa. And the Ran, Lishitaso, says, no, you're mechavin for both. There's no reason why we should look at the extra food as tafel and batel, and therefore, here too, you're chayiv. So again, if you take that approach and you say this is the Ran and the Rashba Lishitaso, you could try to argue that in a place where it's clearly tafel and batel, whether it's the chicken bones and the chalent or the mia tarotev, so then everybody would agree. Kenzai, another place where this comes up is the Magen Avraham, Shin Yud Ches, Sifkatan Lamed Hey. So first of all, there's another place where this comes up, but I'm not going to get into it now. The Hartzvi tries to say that this is Tosfos on Beitza Chav Zayin Amid Beis by Nidar Minadavos, Ein Kraven Biyantif, even a Shlomim, even though there's also Tzarech Hedyot, because the Tzarech Hedyot is batel to the Chelak Gavoha. So that's another place where we see this idea. There it's going in the other direction. Anyway, the Magen Avraham writes, Sifkatan, yeah?
Shouldn't this only be true if you don't hold like Tosfos about Psik Resha Delo Nichalei? Because if Tosfos assumes that Psik Resha Delo Nichalei is really just a Malach Hashem Tzricha Lagufa, so he's going to define what that as one Maisa, we'll call it, which is why he's willing to brand that as a Malach Hashem Tzricha Lagufa, even though we're saying that a normal psik ratio would be like two Maisa with two Kavanos, and that's why it would be different from this case that we're saying, but that's Ben Yeruchim of the Rashba's Tzeda.
Why couldn't you just say that the secondary act, that Tosfos agrees to this chiluk, that the whole parsha of Psik Resha is when we have two separate things, A causes B, but he's saying that still Lagabi B, it's in Tzricha L'gufa when it's L'nichalai.
How would we differentiate in general between this case and the Malach Hashem Tzricha L'gufa / Psik Resha? So if you're going to tell me the difference is that here you're doing one Maisa with two Kavanos, and we have to follow your ikka kavana, as opposed to a malacha shein tzrich legufa, which has one kavana, it's just not the kavana of the malacha. Right. So then Tosis is assuming that you can have malacha shein tzrich legufa with what we would call as a psik ratio, where you quote unquote have two kavanos. So I don't understand why that doesn't run against this mahalach.
Again, when you do, in a case of a psik ratio, so there's two things, your main thing, and you have kavana for both. But legabe the right, you A causes B. You have kavana for A, you have kavana for B. So we look at each one. So A is a mutter activity, and B is an enetzich leguf activity. So it's potter. Whereas here, when you're doing one activity that has an ikker and a tafel to it, so then we look at your ikker.
Why don't we see from Tosis branding it as in its melachah and its tzrich legufa that he's defining that as one activity?
He might, but he might not. He might just say that the second activity happens to be in its tzrich legufa, because I'm not doing that activity, right? When I drag the bench and it makes a furrow, so that activity, that furrow creation. I hear what you're saying. First of all, let me say that. But I still think I could say, in other words, that why am I making this furrow? I'm not making the furrow because I want to make a furrow. I want a furrow. I'm making this furrow because I want to drag my bench to the other side of the wall, to the other side of the grass. So that's ein tzrich legufa. I'm not doing that for the reason done in Mishkan. That's why I'm making this furrow. Okay, we'll think about it more. So, so the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Lamed Hay writes, it's also to put a piece of hot meat into cold, let's say, gravy. Why? Because there's going to be bishul of the gravy, kedei klipa. So the Chavos Das, as I mentioned, this is Yerdei Tzadi Aleph, at the end of Sif Katan Hay, asks on him. He says, I don't understand. The Rama says in Sif Yud Beis that you could put a lot of cold water into hot water, right? Let's say you have a pot of hot water and you overwhelm it with cold water. Why? Because it all gets mixed up and there's no bishul. You can't have like mixas bishul. So why is the Magen Avraham saying that there's mixas bishul? So the Chavos Das says no, that he says that the pshat is that there's by Shabbos melachat melach Shabbos is asra Torah, and there's a little bit of blios of the rotev into the outer klipa of the hot piece of meat, and it's nisbashel over there, and your nene from Osotam Mashem came with the water, where it all gets mixed up, and therefore lav melachas machshavasi. That's what he says. So he's basically saying, I think, that in a chanami, there is bishel of water. When you put a lot of cold water into the hot water, there is tak a little bit of bishel. But you don't care about it because it all gets mixed up. You're not nana from that bishul. So it's mutter. Whereas when you are nana from the bishul, so then it's aser. Perhaps again, he's basically saying that there's a type of when you're causing some type of bishul that is tafel to your activity, then that's okay. So that might be related. Anyhow, another place we might see this is a fascinating Shibulei Aleket. We're going to get back to the Shibulei Aleket a little later. It's also quoted in the Beis Yosef in our Siman. But the Shibulei Aleket says that you say bittel berov when it comes to bishul, a different type of bittel berov, but perhaps very similar to Rabbeinu Yerucham. He's saying over there that where you have some salt that hasn't been cooked and some salt that has been cooked. It's talking about adding some salt to the chalent. It's going to be okay because the salt that hasn't been cooked is batel. And he says that even legabe de bishel. Again, this idea, there you could try to understand it more in the literal sense of bittel, not like the sense Rabbi Yerucham is saying it, but it might also mean similar to what Rabbi Yerucham is saying. So when we get back to that Shibuli Aleket, I guess, keep this in mind. Now, relying on this Rabbi Yerucham, though, isn't so pashut, like we said, because first of all, the Ran disagrees. We don't paskin like the Ran, like the Rashba, legabe tzeda, but pashtus. And there are those that even say that the Rashba only was makel by tzeda because of unique things relating to tzeda, because you're not touching the animal. Though it's very hard to say that in the Rashba, because remember the Rashba derived that from the Yerushalmi, which compares it to the case of going fishing. It's not just closing the door, right? People that try to say that the Rashba is only makel by closing the door because you don't touch the animal, I don't know. I mean, the Rashba says, the Rashba improves it from the Yerushalmi that's talking about fishing with a net and the like. But anyway, so A, we might not paskin like the Rashba. We might not paskin like the Rashba Beteda. We might not paskin like the Rashba by Riboy Shiurim. We might not paskin like this Rabbi Yerucham. So it's not so pashut, but certainly something to keep in mind. Now, is there anyone, though, that explicitly argues with this Rabbeinu Yerucham? So maybe there is. Maybe the Rush in by Bishel. The Rush says like this, if we were trying to say whether you took the first interpretation of Rabbeinu Yerucham or the second interpretation of Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Yerucham is that we look at the whole thing as a whole, right? As a chativ achas, as opposed to donning on the gravy and the salad separately. So the Rosh Paragimel in Shabbos, Simen Yud Zayin, says like this. The Gemara over there says that Bisra de Tura is not cooked in a Kli Rishon. So L'chaira, you should be able to, why? Because Bisra de Tura requires like a lot of Bishel. It's not going to be, in a Kli Rishon, it's not going to get cooked. So therefore, L'chaira should be mutter to put raw ox meat into a Kli Rishon Shalagav Ha'esh. Fine. But the Rosh adds, Mihu, Imaliach Yashanhu, let's say it's salted and old meat, Afshar Da'asar, Dememarlis Bashel. Okay, fine. Maybe salted meat goes old, so aged salted meat goes quicker. But then he says, Vafilu Nimlach Mechadash, it's newly salted. Nehida Basar Eno Mis Bashel, because Bistra Tetura requires Aish. Halachluchis Da'adam Ve'amelach Shebesoichoi Mis Bashel V'nivla Be'basar Da'asar. So he's not so sure about this, but he says maybe, even though the meat doesn't cook, but what about the lachluchis shebe basar? That does cook, and therefore it would be asar. Oh. Now, if you follow Rabbi Yerucham, I would think that should be mutter. That's secondary. It's tafel. You know, the ikar is the meat. Who cares that the lachluchis shebo is cooked? So now we have to figure out who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like this Rush or not? Now, if you take a look at Sif Tess, you probably didn't get up to Sif Tess, so we're not going to go into this too much in detail now. We'll hopefully get to it when we do Sif Tess. But L'chor over there are three Shitos. The Pashtus, the Gemara sounds like it's mutter, even in a Kli Rishon. You don't have to worry about the Lachluchas getting cooked. The Mechaber quotes a Yesh Misha Omer, which is the Rush, that it's Aser. And the Pashtus is the Mechaber understood the Rush was makel by Basar Shehudach. And he's only machmir when it's still maluach, because the melach is mesayel bishel, like the Magen Avraham over there, Sifkat and Lamed points out. But according to the Ramah, it's aser even if it's hudach. So the Ramah basically follows the stringent reading of the Rush that we're worried about the lachlucha shebo, even though the ikar is the Basar Ashur. Now, if that's true, so then we have a problem because then there's a stira in the Ramah. Because on the one hand, the Ramah is makel by mitstamek virala when you have a tavshil that is solid and liquid together and taken as a whole, it's mitstamek virala, then there's no chash bishel. But he's machmir by the bisar tura for the miyut shabal. So it's a stira in the Ramah. So how do we explain the Ramah? Now, if you think and this goes back to the previous year, that Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Lach is just a chumrah, so maybe that's an answer. He's only machmir in Siftes, where it's totally ra, and he's more note to Lahakel in Sifdalid, where it's only B'daras chumrah. But we already saw that Rabbi Willett, but there's others who hold that Bishalach or Bishal is a real thing, and still there may go. So maybe the answer is that if you learn, let's go back to the first approach in Rabbi Yerucham, we could give an answer. Even if you think that Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Lach is a deraisa, but it's only a deraisa when there is a significant tikkun in the whole thing. So over here, where the tikkun is insignificant, because as a whole, it was basically fit, so then we're makel. So I think there wouldn't be a stira if you take the first approach we had to Rabbi Yerucham. If you took the second approach, I think it's going to be more difficult, unless you say that when the Ramah was makel by Mitzdamek v'yafilo, sorry, Mitzdamek v'ralo, it wasn't because of the fundamental Mahalach of Rabbi Yerucham that we look at the Rov, but just be, you know, for he thought that the liquid is actually ralo. I'm not sure. So maybe depending on your approach to Ramah and Bishal Achar Bishal, that might relate to this. There's much more to talk about this. Yeah, Yoni.
Just getting back to Rebbe Solchacha, that the Mitzdamek, the Ralo was referring to the solid. Yeah. Maybe I understand, but like Tosfos refers to water as Mitzdamek, the Ralo. Right? So right. That was shown by liquids like you see elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying... So if that's correct,
for the solid then.
Agree. If you're going to say like that, then you're right. In other words, then there's no stira in the Ramah at all, right? Because then we'll just say that when Ramah accepts Rabbi Yerucham, it's not in terms of his mahalach of following Rove, it's only is in his kula by Mitzdamek v'ralo. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. I have to look into that more. But that would be miyashev, the stira in the Ramah. And then it would turn out that the Ramah is definitely rejecting Rabbi Yerucham. That may be. Okay. We need more Ian in this point. Let's go on. So this also relates to the previous year. The Shaila of, we had a machlokas, whether there's Bishalach or Bishal on Shabbos, at least B'davar Lach. The Rambam says no, other Rishonim say yes. Perhaps the Rambam is Lishitaso in terms of the Rambam's Chiddush by Nachal Kamo Shuchai. What do I mean to say? What is the din if you cook something on Shabbos that is edible without cooking, right? Are you chayiv if you cook a carrot or if you cook a apple, bacon apple? Apples are very good raw. Carrots are very good raw. But obviously people cook carrots because at least sometimes they prefer them cooked. They prefer the apple baked. So you chayiv for cooking an apple or a carrot. So this, we could try to argue, that is going to be the same shaila, but in reverse. If you learn, like the Rambam, that yesh bishol achar bishol, when you go from machal ben drusai to mevushal kol tzarko, nothing to do with the solid and liquids. You bring something from Achal Ben Drusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarko. If you learn like the Rambam, that's chayiv. So what are you saying? You're saying that since this has been significantly improved, it went from barely edible to delicious, so then you're chayiv, even though you already were chayiv for Bishal once. But the Rashba says in that case, you're pater. Why? Because the Rashba holds that since you were chayev for Bishul the first time, you can't be chayev for Bishul a second time on the same object, despite the significant tikkun. So maybe we'll say, in this case, it's the reverse. According to the Rambam, you're going to be pater, even though you're never chayev for Bishul on this object. But according to the Rashba, you'll be chayev. Because since there's some tikkun, obviously if there's no tikkun, there's nothing to talk about. But there's some tikkun, and moreover, you were never chayev on Bishul yet, so maybe you should be chayev. Now, is there any reason to say this? So the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel, seems to put these two things together. And could be that that's because the Rambam holds that Be'etzem are the same Shaila. Rambam, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Hamevashel al ha'or, davar shayimavushel kol tzarko, o, davar she'eno tzarech bishel, klal, pater. So he has two pturim that he puts together. Number one is something that's mevushel kol tzarko. Number two is something that's eno tzarech Bishul Klal. Okay. But that's not a perfect raya. That's just saying maybe they're both pater because there's no significant tikkun for both. So to better answer this, we have to look at what's the source for the Rambam when he says that you are pater for something she'eno tzarech Bishul Klal. What's the source? So we look at the Magid Mishnah over here. The Magid Mishnah points to the Gemara and Daf Mem Amud Beis by Shemen, that there might be no Bishul by Shemen. What is that telling me? Why would there be no Bishul by Shemen? I assume the pshat is that Shemen is not, nothing happens when you cook oil, right? It was, nothing changed. So therefore, there's no Bishul. In other words, the Rambam is simply saying that when something isn't improved through cooking, then that isn't cooking. If you say that that's the pshat in the Rambam, then we can't prove anything from this Rambam. And a raya for that, now you might say, okay, then there's no chiddush in the Rambam, which it might be a fair point, but a raya that this is true is that the Rambam holds that you're chayev for bishul for water. Now, water is nechachai, right? And yet you're chai for Bishul. So what does that show me? That shows me that when the Rambam says that you're potter, if it's in a tzarech Bishul klal, that means where Bishul doesn't even improve it one bit, like oil. But if Bishul improves it, then avada you're bichayev. And that's why water is chayev, because water is improved when heated. It's true, you could drink cold water. Sometimes you might even prefer cold water. But when you want hot water, so there's an improvement by heating it. So you're chayev. So therefore, you would also be chayev for the carrot, and you'd also be chayev for the apple, right? In both cases, yeah, you could eat it raw, but it's a better cooked when you want it cooked, and therefore you're chayev. So according to the Magid Mishnah's Havana, maybe there's no raya, and the Rambam would takabi mechayev you for carrots and apples. However, if you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, this is in Siman Reish Nun Dalet, it's on Sif Dalet, Magen Avraham Yod Dalet, and this is the view of a number of Acharonim in the Rambam, the Markavs HaMishnah, the Minchas Kohen. They all learn that, no, when the Rambam says that you're pater for Bishul, for Davar She'eno Tzarech Bishul Klal, it means like we say by Bishul Akum. By Bishul Akum, we have this concept of Davar She'eno Tzarech Kmo Shulchai is not Asur Mishum Bishul Akum. So, for example, a carrot is not asur for Bishul Akum, and an apple wouldn't be asur for Bishul Akum. And so too, the Rambam holds that you're not chayv mishum bishul if it's nachal kamo shu chay. Okay, you'll have to deal with water. We'll have to figure out what to do with water. But that is the view of Rabbi Akiva Eger. On the other hand, let's say Tosfos, in the beginning of the fourth parak, talks about apples as well, and it sounds like he holds that you're going to be chayev for cooking an apple, and in which case, if you learn to be geiger, so Tosfos and the Rambam are arguing about this very point. So, according to Rabbi Eger, at the very least, we have a machlokas rishonim about what's the din. Are you chayev for cooking an apple, chayev for cooking for darash kamosh, nachal kamosh chay? We don't know what the Rashba would say, but you could argue that the Rashba would say, like Tosfos, though, again, that's not really machrach. But if, at least in the Rambam, we have machlokas. Now, if you take a look at the Shar Tzion in our Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sifkatan Kuf Yud Dalet, he disagrees with Rabbi Kiva Eger. He thinks that you're going to be chayev for cooking the apple, and his proof is Mayim, like we said, like the Egletal, maybe like the Magen Mishnah. So not everybody likes this Rabbi Kiva Eger. We'll have to get back to how Rabbi Kiva Eger will deal with Mayim, and we'll do that in one moment. This relates to, I'll just parenthetically, that remember I told you before that the Mechaber in Siman Reish Nun Gimel sounds like he rejects Hanani and he holds like the Chachamim. And I mentioned, though, that many Sfardim, including Rav Avadia, say you could be Mako like Hanania. And I said the Raya is from Simen Reish Nun Dalet Sif Dalet. It's going to come back to this question. The Raya for that the Mechaber is Mako is, and he holds like Hanania, and also maybe the Gra, is assuming that is going to hinge on this question. Now, if you learn like the Magen Avraham over there, that there is Bishul for apples, then there's no Raya. If you hold like there's no Bishul for apples, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, so you have a Raya. So might actually, this question might hinge on how you think the Mechaber holds for Shehiya. This is also just a small Ha'ara, but if you look at Rashi Beitz, a Tezayin Amid Aleph by Bishul Akum, he writes, in terms of the patur of Nachal Kamoshu Chai, he says it's lo nechshav bishul. It almost sounds like it's a klolius dika inyan. This is sort of the way Rabbi Kiva Eger is understanding the Rambam, as opposed to the way, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah is understanding the Rambam, that the only time you're going to be patur is when there's no tikkun whatsoever. Okay, so we said before that the biggest raya against Rabbi Kiva Eger is because the Rambam says that there's bishul for Mayim, right? Mayim is certainly Nachal Kamo Shulchai. So the truth is, it's sort of interesting. It doesn't say anywhere explicitly in the Gemara that you're chayef for bishul Mayim, but it's the Pashtus in the Gemara Daf Mem, Mamud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kitam Shal Mayim, Nichuk Neger Madura, Lo Bishvil Shiachumo. Sounds like, but if you were to heat it up, then it would be a chayef Mishum Bishul. And at the very least, the Rambam does say you're chayef for bishul Mayim, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. So what would Rabbi Kiva Eger say? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rambam thinks that you're potter for bishul if it's nachal kamoshu chai. So not clear. The Radvaz, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Yud Gimel, tries to say that taka mayim can only be aser midrabanan because it's nachal kamoshu chai. Very hard to say that in the Rambam, though. The Shar Tzion, Lishitaso, Simen Shin Yud Chesif Katan Kuf Yud Dalet, says, no, this is the raya that to what I said, which is that anytime there's a significant tikkun, even if it's Nachal Kamo Shuchai or Chayv on Shabbos, and water, there's certainly a significant tikkun, right? And I'll even add that with water, this is especially true, because hot water and cold water are almost never interchangeable, meaning to say, if I want a cup of cold water, a cup of hot water doesn't help me. And if I want a cup of hot water, a cup of cold water doesn't help me, right? They're usually used for very different purposes. So those are so far two approaches, that either Mayim is Pater, or that the Rambam thinks Nechal Kamoshu Chai could be Chayv on Shabbos. Vigletal considers another possibility, that maybe there is some type of transformation with water. After all, you kill the bacteria. Water is sometimes inedible, uncooked. You boil the water, it's cooked. Just a couple months ago, we had a boil water advisory in Passaic, right? So there's obviously very significant tikkun. The water is not nachal chai. But of course, if you take that approach, then typically you won't have bishul mayim, nowadays at least. There is a fourth possibility, This is an idea that the Prima Gadim indicates, and Rabbi Willig actually likes this pshat. If we look at the Lashon of the Rambam by Mayim, he says something very interesting. Look at the beginning of Perk Tes. Ha'ofek higro geres chayiv, echad ofek sepasel, ha'mevashel esamaycho, o esasam emanim, o ha'mechamim esamayim. He doesn't say that you're in violation of bishul for mayim. I mean, you're chayv mishum bishul, but he says you're mechamim esamayim. In other words, you're only heating it, right? We have ofa, we have mevashel esha maichel o esha samimanim, and we have mechamim esamayim. The mashmaos is that when it comes to mayim, you're chayv mishum chimum. And since the mechayiv is chimum, so yeah, it doesn't matter that it's nechal kamo shu chay. But you're not chayiv for chimum tavshil. You're only chayiv for chimum mayim. That's why for a tavshil, we say that if it's already been cooked, ein bishel achar bishel. If you're chayiv for chimum tavshil, just like you're chayiv for chimum mayim, then you should be chayiv for bishul achar bishul. And the Rambam says you're never chayiv for bishul achar bishul, even lach. So elamai, there's something about water. There's something about water. Water is chayiv for chimum. Everything else is not chayiv mishum chimum. In which case, you could argue that you're not chayiv for the carrot or for the apple, because for that you need bishul, and anytime it's nachal kamo shu chai, there is no bishul. For water, that's not true. And that's, I think, you know, probably what you're going to have to say if you adopt this approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, so I will stop here. So what are we going to do next? We'll do Sifhei, which is to understand Sifhei. That's what we're up to. We've done through Sif Dalet. We're going to have to move a little quicker. But anyway, Sifhei is, you should do this sugya in Brachos and in Psachim, to appreciate better this the machlokas between the Yireim and the Ravya, which are cited in the Beis Yosef. Going ahead to Sif Dalet and the sugya of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni and the like. Obviously, there's the Tosfos in Parakira, which I'm sure you've seen already. It's very important to look up the Yerushalmi both in at least the one in Shabbos, which is very relevant to understanding the sugya. So there's a couple of Yerushalmis actually, but at very least do the one in Yerushalmi in Shabbos very carefully. And we'll Bezras Hashem, look at it. It's Parak Gimel, Halacha Dalet. It starts Ma'ben Kli Rishon, Ma'ben Kli Sheni. So Yerushalmi actually asked the Shaila, what's the difference? And then we also have Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Parak Gimel, Halacha Hay. It's the next one on Ha'ilthus Fakadera, the Mishnah. And again, we have Rabbeinu Yonah on that in Yerushalmi and Rabbi Yossi and the like. So do those two Yerushalmis. And then if you have a chance to do the Rishonim and the Aronim, discuss Yerushalmi, but you should make sure to see the Yerushalmi inside. Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rebbe.
So Wednesday in person, Bezras Hashem, at I guess the same time. So maybe we could do it 1:30 because the MTA is going to be off, or not yet. I'll have to find out. Okay, Shkayach.